The New Marketing Show is brought to you by Trinity Web Media. Trinity Web Media solves business problems through effective digital marketing. TrinityWebMedia.com. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The New Marketing Show, brought to you by Trinity Web Media. Joined with Trinity co-founder Kevin Everly. Kevin, how are you?
Great. Doing well as always.
Excellent. And we're also joined by Trinity Web Media's Director of Social Media, Tammy Harvey. Hello, Tammy.
Hey.
How's it going today?
Great. Fantastic. Thank you.
Excellent. You know, I love doing these. I love recording these live when we're all together like this, because I just feel like the dynamic, the energy is totally different. And we can have a little bit more of a real, kind of like a real conversation like we would have, whether we're sitting around the conference table or the happy hour table, shall I say, right? That doesn't happen though, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We've never met belly up in bar school.
Never. But you know what? It doesn't matter. We're all here. So I thought that, you know, a topic that I see lately is old school marketing tactics and old school sales tactics. When people are still trying to force their ways of being business consumer or business to business, and they're just not getting it, that the new way of selling or the new way of marketing to people and doing business is human to human or people to people. What do you think, Kev?
You know, we've talked about this in theory and implement it within our organization from the foundation.
Sure.
You know, we don't want to be a business to business, business to consumer. We just want to work with great people.
Right.
I think that changes the way we're able to work, collaborate, engage with clients over pigeonholing them into B2B or B2C. You know, we're all just people to people.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, just out of the gate, that's a great point, because we are all just people. You know, when you treat somebody as a human, you treat somebody as a person, you can get down to what we really do and solve problems. You know, I always say Trinity Web Media is a problem-solving company. You know, Red Bull is a media company, you know, that happens to sell an energy drink. We are a problem-solving company that provides digital marketing solutions. So I it's really important like that, because also when you start pigeonholing people as a consumer or as a business, then you're starting to lose fact that there's a real person at that desk and there's somebody really there that we're trying to help.
It's so black and white, and the world is not black and white. There's a ton of gray in between. That business to business could also be business, you know, and if you treat them as one and not the other, the opportunity is not there to recognize, you know, what they really need, because you've already made a conclusion about what they need off of that basis.
Yeah. And it's that, you know, the world's not black and white, and it's that gray that keeps us up at night.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's that gray area that where we are, where we're troubleshooting things, or where we're diagnosing problems, or, you know, we have, you know, a lot of times before we go into projects, we have a huge discovery phase where we actually say, what's going on? And, you know, what's going on in your business? We have to do the diagnosis mm-hmm. before we start seeing what the real problem is, before we start selling or before we start talking solutions sure. and talking how to solve that problem.
And that's a multi-phase process. You know, we talk to a client, hey, what's the problem and what do you think it is? And then we go to data, pour through data. And then we do our research, you know? So it through that, by following that structure that we is successful for us, it may not be successful for everybody. We're able to look past, you know, who we're working with and focus on the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tammy, how do you think the social media plays a role in sort of problem solving when we're talking about, you know, working with different brands or different people?
Well, I think that things have changed from the old school idea of marketing, and it's now about human to human interaction. So it's, you know, we're marketing to everyone. It's not like business to business where it was before, or it's not business to consumer. It's like we're all people. So it's now kind of like humanizing the brand and humanizing the experience through the marketing.
And I know that you and I, we talk a lot about personas, and we try to put names and faces to the segments that we're talking to. How does that help? And how does that make things maybe easier, or how does it make things more difficult when you're trying to engage, you know, people to people, human to human versus, you know, just an old school business to business.
Well, I think when it goes back to the podcast that we had with Susan Beyer and how she was talking about audience segmentation, and I think that our personas kind of go back to that because we're able to identify behavioral patterns that these people are having. And I mean, I think it's great because you're able to more specifically identify your audience, but it does make it harder because all the thought process that goes behind those personas and really trying to key in those personas, I think sometimes can be challenging.
I agree. And I know that we've had a lot of discussions when it comes to, you know, maybe the strategist and the, I almost said the executioner. I don't want to call Tammy the executioner. Nice. But between strategy and execution, mm-hmm. you know, there's, I don't want to say a disconnect, but, you know, it's one of those like diagrams, like, you know, what people think I do, what I really do type of things, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a world of difference. I think that, you know, how does engagement in social media play a part in the human-to-human marketing or human-to-human interaction?
I think engagement's really everything. I mean, I think that is what human-to-human marketing really is, because you're engaging with the brands that you deal with. You're engaging with the people that are real life supporting your business.
So to me, you know, marketing changed with the rise of social media, from companies selling to consumers or to businesses to brands trying to immerse their audience in the brand.
Absolutely. You know, it goes back to the old adage that we always talk about. Nobody wants to be sold to, but people like to buy. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's one of those things where, you know, infotainment is a huge portion of it. You know, when you're connecting with somebody else on that other side of that screen nowadays, you know, you're marketing to somebody behind a screen. And when you can go ahead and say, well, they're not in the consumer segment or the retail, they're not in the, you know, the corporate segment, you know, the B2C. That's actually John Smith, who fulfills this role for this company or for this brand. And this is X, Y, and Z that's important to him. Mm-hmm. So here's a question. And both of you guys can answer that, because you guys are kind of on the other side of the table from where I am, as, you know, dev development strategy. And strategy. What tools do you guys use? Or what do you like to use that helps you kind of keep engagement going so that you are talking to another human versus, you know, just going out and spewing a message to a brand? Tammy?
The program that I use most is, well, for my planning and everything, I use Mav Social. I think it has a great way of being able to kind of leverage all the information on different platforms, but it also has a form within inside the program that will show you when people are engaging with you. And that way you're kind of like on top of what's going on, instead of having to have a million different apps to keep, you know, keep track of what's going on. I don't just manage one account. So it's great. It's like a one-stop shop.
So you can look at everything, all of our clients' campaigns from one dashboard in real time.
Yeah. And it's great because we do assign different campaigns, and so it gives us analytics specific to that brand.
Yeah, and tools like this are, you know, gosh, when social media started 10, 15 years now, I mean, there were no tools like that. You know, talk about social media and social networks and how that created a whole niche for other businesses to fulfill gaps. And if you think about what does Mav Social do for you guys, like what Trinity Web Media does for their clients, it solves a huge problem that you guys would experience. Could you, you know, Kevin, could you imagine having to manage each one of these things via mobile phone or by desktop?
Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. It's too much.
Yeah.
You'd never be able – agencies like, you know, Trinity would never be able to take on the load of clients that, you know, we can.
Right.
It is just like a one-stop shop for me personally, because I have all my different platforms, and however I'm going to spin the message to that different platform, I don't have to go to those platforms individually. It just makes my job a lot more efficient for the client.
Right. Now, do you find that, you know, within the platform, you have the different social networks, right? Do you find that you're tailoring the message differently based on the person behind the keyboard or the phone who's receiving the message, based on which network you're broadcasting to.
I think absolutely. I mean, the same message that you would put on Instagram may not be the same message that you're putting on Facebook or even LinkedIn, just because the audience is different for each of those platforms.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's where they live. Mm-hmm. You know, I always said, you know, as a marketer, what we want to do is you want to find where your audience lives and speak to them accordingly and deliver the media that they want to receive. Mm-hmm. And that helps stimulate engagement.
Sure. And I mean, while we're on Mav Social, mm-hmm. outside of them as a tool, I don't know how many of our audience is familiar with the G2 crowd. I left a review for Mav Social, you know, as a business to business software website, you know, it's one of the softwares we use. And the CEO, Chris Hodgman, actually reached out and said, "Hey, Kevin, really appreciate the feedback. Here's some things we're working on next year." Now, how cool is that for a user to have the CEO, the co-founder and CEO of a tool that we utilize and makes our life easier, reach out and drop a personal note? I mean, that is human to human interaction at its finest.
It sort of makes you feel important.
Sure.
You know, and the message that he gave to you was, "Hey, Kevin," not "hello, first name" or "hello, company name." Yeah. You know, it was, "Hey, Kevin, thank you. You know, thank you. You matter to us." Yeah. And here I am, you know, vice versa, exchange.
And I think he cited something I had said, so I knew it was a real interaction. Mm-hmm. It wasn't being kicked to him, you know. But the fact that feedback is important enough to that organization made me feel great about working with them and choosing that as the tool that we lean on for social.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, Mav Social is something that I do not use in my capacity of it. But, you know, it sounds like you guys definitely strongly give it a recommendation for other people who are – in our seats, or, you know, anybody looking to grow their social presence. Mm-hmm. Are there any other ways that you've seen, like, the shift of things? You know, like, Tammy, you're a retail expert, you know, mm-hmm. with your background. You came from a strong retail, you know, history. Have you seen a shift, you know, even when it comes from, you know, talking to, you know, somebody maybe in a retail space versus like how we speak to them today, now that they're nameless, you know, they're faceless. We don't know who they are exactly, but we have a persona for who we've identified. Have you seen any difference there? Is that a different tactic or?
Well, I mean, I think that at the end of the day, people are people. And so in retail, you're doing that in person. So you have that face-to-face, you know, interaction. But I think that through marketing now, you're able to emulate that same experience through your verbiage or how you're addressing those different personas online.
Do you think it's bigger than verbiage and it also goes to visuals?
Well, yeah, I absolutely, because there's so much that goes into marketing. I mean, if it was only so easy where it was just a caption, you know, I think images and everything kind of tie back into the persona. It's so multifaceted, you know, just like a normal human to human interaction, well, you know?
And I only mentioned that, I just read a stat that I don't quite recall, but our brains are able to process an image. I think it was 10,000 or 50,000, something absurd, times faster than we can process reading a word.
Well, that makes perfect sense, because I don't think, you know, myself included, I don't think anybody reads anymore. Mm-hmm. I think we all scan mm-hmm. text. And I think that, you know, I if you've ever gotten in a car with me while I'm driving, before I got my glasses, yeah. I didn't even read the stop signs or street signs. I just kind of recognized them, what they were. Just
drove by color.
Yeah, scary as that might be. Please, Arizona, California, motor vehicles, please don't listen to this and come looking for me. But I think that that's totally true. I think that people recognize imagery way quicker than they recognize words. And I do believe it's because it evokes an emotion and it resonates. Mm-hmm.
I find it hard to believe that, you know, 3,000 years ago in Egypt, people communicated with hieroglyphics. With emojis, we're back there. Come on.
And here we are. So when are the dinosaurs coming back?
I've got some Vegas odds on that. We'll talk about that off show.
I do know that there's a couple of professional baseball players who think that there are still dinosaurs roaming the earth.
I've heard about an island off the coast of Costa Rica that they're working on that.
They're working on the island.
Jurassic.
I mean, social and just the engagement part, you know, Jay Baer always says, and working with Jay for a while, he always said the object of social media is not to do social, it's to be social. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's one of the things that our team does really, really well is we do engage
yes.
with people. Whether it's, you know, if I see something on my own, if I see something brand related to anything that we manage or, you know, clients or our own brand, I'll respond to them personally from mm-hmm. my GR Taylor 2 personal account. I'm not above or afraid to do that because that's another human interaction. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing, I don't think that there's anything that will ever replace human interaction, people to people, because that's what makes us feel good about using the product, services, and brands.
I mean, especially since the nature of online, you know, the scams and shady, and you know, there's some hesitance. What
sure?
If you want to inspire trust, human to human interaction is the fastest, you know, strongest bond. I think you can do that.
Yeah. What's Ted Rubin? You know, Ted Rubin always say in all of his LinkedIn and Twitter posts, return on relationship.
Sure.
You know, the R on R is investing in people and be kind to people. And, you know, I heard a horror story recently about a brand, Ulta Cosmetics, who actually mistreated somebody that's a relative to a client of ours and a friend of ours, you know, which was absolutely, I have no words.
Mm-hmm. The experience was horrific. No one should be treated that way.
Yeah, nobody should ever be treated like that in a cosmetic counter. And have the things said, you know, to this young 21, 22, 20-year-old woman that was said to them while when she was there at the counter seeking help for what, you know, what they sell, you know, what ailed her. And their product potentially could have been a life-changing mm-hmm. problem solver, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, she went in to solve a problem. And, you know, I think the fail on that certain – or that specific, you know, incident is that they weren't looking to solve a problem. They were looking to point out, you know,
the problem instead of
trying to solve it. I mean,
right. No, I know that, like, you know, a lot of times there is, you know, you kind of, a lot of times when we discover the pain, you know, we need to know how that pain impacts our clients. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, they just were stuck on the problem and the pain and they never moved past to go to a solution.
And if I'm not mistaken, this happened in more than one location.
Yeah, more than one location with the same cosmetic brand.
So to me, Ulta. Is mm-hmm. that, you know, you're not talking to the CEO, the CFO, you know, you're talking to a sales associate yep. in the store, right?
Right.
Do you think that's indicative of a bigger problem, culture, or, you know, training?
You know, I'm going to defer. I have my own thoughts on this. I'm going to defer to Tammy here, who is a retail expert who has been in situations.
I mean, I don't think that there is ever an excuse for any person to treat any other person that way. I think that there was maybe a gap in training, or maybe Ulta Cosmetics is not instilling their employees with the same fundamentals that I was established in customer service, which is solving a problem for the client. I think if the shoe was on the other foot and I was put in a position dealing with the same person, rather than point out the flaws, I think, okay, well, let's figure out a solution because we're helping that person. Right. It's not to belittle. Yeah, it's not to break anyone down. It's to build people up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And with, you know, major American malls sitting empty, the retail source, I mean, come on. If you can't provide an experience for your clients or customers or consumers who mm-hmm. go there, there's no reason for them not to shop on Amazon.
Yeah, and I totally believe that it's a culture. I think that everything that happens like this starts in the C level and trickles down.
I agree.
I think that everything that happens, no matter what, you know, of course you're going to get a couple bad apples that aren't culture fit. Well, you know, like we've discussed, you know, you always hire for culture mm-hmm. and you hire for culture and aptitude and groom that person to come with you. I definitely think that it's a culture that they, you know, instill and have grown a culture of ugliness mm-hmm. and, you know, and just things that are just totally uncalled for. And I don't know anybody at that just knowing these incidents that I've heard that they were from two separate locations from two very, very separate people. It has to be a culture issue.
Oh, absolutely. Cause there's other cosmetic companies who you'll hear nothing but, you know, glorious, you know, rants and raves about how great they are.
My wife
and I've never heard
Arbonne, you know, for that.
Right.
She believes in the product, this and that. You know, this, what an opportunity to win a fan who really needed help and to drop the ball.
Yeah. And if anybody out there from a cosmetic company is listening to this, drop me an email at taylor@trinitywebmedia.com and I'll put you in touch with the customer who experienced this problem. And maybe here's an opportunity for you to solve a problem, an opportunity for you to win a client for life. So let's wrap up here. I do believe that engagement and human to human is the future of not only marketing, it's a future of all businesses. What do you think, Tammy?
Oh, I totally agree. I think that, you know, if we're taking things from a more humanistic standpoint, that one, we're able to relate better to them, but I think we're also able to, you know, as a marketer, really give them the experience or emulate the experience that they're looking for.
Yeah. And without that, why are they choosing to work with us over anything else? Kevin, what are your thoughts?
My only thoughts is human to human interaction can't be faked. It needs to be authentic. If you cut corners and try to create something that seems human to human and you fail, you failed completely.
Don't fake the funk.
Don't, you know, you can fake it till you make it, just not there.
Yeah.
And something like human to human interaction is instilled from the top to bottom of an organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And it all goes back to solving the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it all goes back to solving a problem and realizing that it's a real person on the other end who's experiencing the pain of that problem.
And you know what? If you're a sales associate in a store, you represent a bigger picture and a bigger company, and you need to keep that in mind at all times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you guys for joining me. Thank you, Tammy, for being here again. I love hearing the social media input and the social media aspect, which I'm kind of checked out of the execution of that from, I guess we called her the executioner before.
Bang, bang. Bang,
bang. At least you're not the director of execution.
Well, depending on what side of the fence you stand, I don't know. It could be.
You never know. So, hey, everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for checking us out. If you have a moment, check us out on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever else you get your podcast. And we love reviews. We love ratings. Please leave us a review and a rating. And keep listening. We'll keep making a podcast. You keep listening. Thanks, everyone. And we'll see you next time.
Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.